It's 5 o'clock.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy on Tuesday said he will not support bipartisan legislation for the 9/11 style commission to probe the January 6th Capitol riot. More from Capitol Hill correspondent Bernie Bennett.
McCarthy said he could not support the bill because House Speaker Nancy Pelosi refused to negotiate in good faith on parameters of the commission, and because Democrats' renewed focus does not include the political violence in American cities, the 2017 shooting at a Republican congressional baseball practice, or the fatal attack on Capitol Police on April 2nd. A spokesperson for Minority Whip Steve Scalise said Monday that Republicans are not being urged to vote for or against the bill, but McCarthy's opposition will likely lead to more Republicans joining him in voting against it. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Israel and the Hamas militant group already face allegations of possible war crimes in Gaza more than a week into their fourth war. Israel says Hamas is using Palestinian civilians as human shields, while critics say Israel is using disproportionate force. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says there should be no comparison between an independent state like Israel defending itself against attacks and a terror group like Hamas.
There are a significant number of Democrats now who want to throw Israel under the bus and act like there's some equivalency here. There isn't. Completely without moral equivalency.
During a visit to a Ford electric vehicle plant in Dearborn, Michigan, President Biden says China's leading the way in the EV market, and that needs to change.
They think they're going to win, but I got news for them. They will not win this race. We can't let them. We have to move fast, and that's what you're doing here.
Mr. Biden spoke as Colonial Oil Pipeline, which had been shut down by a ransomware attack last week, announced another problem with deliveries of fuel. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 267. More at townhall.com.
The following are real-life stories from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt.
I used my credit cards as a source of income.
It was not a good situation.
I couldn't pay my bills.
The interest on the cards was really high.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
I initially was scared to call, and immediately I felt relieved.
They contacted all of our creditors, and they put us on a plan for success.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
I've been able to pay off close to $15,000.
We're doing a lot better.
Please pick up the phone and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
It's a godsend.
We're debt-free for keeps.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good day, I'm Patrick Johnson. Congresswoman Val Demings has announced her intention to run for Senate against Marco Rubio, a Jacksonville native, also a former police chief in Orlando. She was once among the finalists to become President Biden's pick for vice president.
I did not raise my hand to say, please vet me for vice president of the United States.
That from a promotional video earlier, she'd also been considering a run for Florida governor. A driver died early this morning after his SUV struck a box truck parked along an exit on I-95, a rest area exit in southern St. Johns County. It caught fire. According to FHP, the SUV ended up partially under the truck. This happened around 5 a.m. The impact of the accident pushing the box truck forward into the back of a parked tractor trailer. Apparently, the drivers of the two trucks were asleep in their vehicles at the time of the accident. Neither one of them were injured. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone?
Do flowers have best friends?
I don't know.
Hey, look. Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Financial issues plague us all, especially in these uncertain times. Dan Celia helps us navigate these difficult financial times every weekday from 9 till noon on AM 600 WBOB. Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
No active accidents, but there is congestion on the East Beltway on I-295 southbound at St. John's Bluff Road. Also, there's congestion I-95 southbound near Emerson Street, and also congestion I-95 southbound near downtown from Kings Road to about I-10. Partly cloudy tonight, expect a low 64. Wednesday, partly sunny and windy, high 81.
Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
AM 600 WBOB presents the Tony D Means Business Show with your host, Tony Davis. This live call-in show is all about business, the good, the bad, and the ugly. If you'd like to be a part of today's show, our call-in number is 904-831-0600. That's 904-831-0600. And now, here's the host of the Tony D Means Business Show, Tony Davis.
Good evening, Jacksonville. Welcome to another edition of the Tony D Means Business Show. We are coming to you live from Jacksonville, Florida. I'm your host, Tony Davis. Riding shotgun with me is Sean Suarez.
Howdy, howdy.
And behind the glass is AJ Davis, no relation.
Glad to be here.
By the way, it is AJ's work anniversary with CP
All
Broadcasting,
right.
seven years.
Oh, you sent me that online.
I did. Thanks to LinkedIn.
Congrats.
Wow.
I would not have known that if it wasn't for LinkedIn. Congrats. In a day and age where nobody wants to work, AJ is back there plugging away.
That's right.
Yeah, well, got to pay the bills.
Yeah. Well, that's true.
Oh,
for some.
The people here are very, very kind. Yes, they are. Very good to work with.
And so if you want to call in, give us a call, 831-0600. That's 831-0600. As always, the Tony D Means Business Show is sponsored by Granite Transformations and Bath Planet of Jacksonville. That's Granite Transformations and Bath Planet of Jacksonville. If you need to remodel your kitchen, if you need to remodel your bathroom, whatever you might need by way of remodeling, Granite Transformations and Bath Planet, they are the solution for you. You can check them out at gtjax.com or bathplanetjax.com, and they will come out and give you a free design consultation. So you can also listen to us on wbob.com
if you
want to stream us. You can, of course, always listen to us over the AM radio waves at 600 BOB, or you can listen to us on FM 101.1. And Sean, I don't know if you knew this or not, but they actually replay our show Saturdays at noon.
I've heard it. I'm crossing the bridge,
yep.
and I heard us talking. I'm like, wait a minute. I know those guys. They sound very intelligent. Who are
these
guys?
Saturdays at noon, if you can't get enough of us, 100.3, or you can always watch us anytime you'd like, AJ. I don't know if you knew this, but you can go to our Facebook page. And we are streaming now on Facebook. Just go search in there, Tony D Means Business. You'll find us. You can watch us live, or you can watch us whenever you want. After.
So anytime.
Anytime.
That's right.
The wonders of technology. It's amazing.
Or more than once, if you want.
more than once.
And just think, these videos will be here when we're not.
That's pretty morbid.
I didn't mean it that way, but you know what I'm saying? They're going to outlast
Something
us.
I should know.
There's that light. There's that light. That light always that blinks
always
during
comes,
our show.
That always happens on Tuesday for some reason.
At this time, in the first segment, something goes off the air. Something goes haywire here.
It's
at the
like
station.
Tony Davis is on the air.
It's like the ratings
alarms are going up.
Ratings are just firing up
because there's so much energy coming out of your studio.
It's like Monsters Inc. Right?
That's right.
All that light, and then something's like going to blow up here.
Exactly.
So Sean, you were not here last week, and we talked about. Let's bring this up because I know you are a huge Florida Gator.
Yes, sir.
And so, just by definition, you are a huge Tim Tebow fan.
I am. I don't think you can be one without the other.
And by the way, if you want to chime in, I know we ended the show with it last week talking a little bit about it, and we had a bunch of callers. You want to give your thoughts, 831-0600. Tim Tebow, what are your thoughts? Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. I think, just in his previous college and in early NFL career, nobody worked harder. Now, obviously, there was some talent gaps at the quarterback position, and I think he kind of reached his ceiling there. And for years, we all, as Gator and Tebow fans, wanted him to try to consider the switch to the tight end position. And he wouldn't, and you really couldn't fault him. He had a goal, he had a dream, and he was pursuing it with everything he had. However, I think he could have probably played numerous more years at the tight end position just due to his build and his work ethic and his strength and his understanding of the game. So I'm excited to see if it works out. I don't know how he could be close to game shape at the NFL level, being out of it for so long. But hey, if anybody can kind of close that gap, it's him.
Yep.
As a Gator fan, as somewhat of a Jaguar fan, I'm excited about the opportunity. If he can make it, great, man. I'll show up to a game or two just to see how it goes on the field. I'm excited about a lot of the new Jaguar players, excited about Urban. There's a great buzz in the city about the program. So I'm fired up for Tim to get his chance. and then see what he can do with it. So, yeah, that's my thoughts.
No, he's going to be a great guy in the locker room. And actually, I did read a report out of the USA Today. They have the USA Today, you know, Jacksonville section, you know, whatever. He actually came in shape, or they were actually surprised at how in shape he was. Now, to your point, it's not NFL shape. You know, the first time somebody levels him, you know, that's a different story altogether. Mm-hmm. But the physical fitness level that he came in at, you know, obviously his physique, he's you know, he's built.
Yeah, yeah, I don't think he's taken. He's got a theme on his Instagram and his Facebook is like never take a day off, like no days off, right? And he's got this whole keto thing going, which he's kind of almost got me convinced on giving it a shot. He's very much into the keto diet. His wife is very much into cardio and athletics. She's, you know, they're both always posting stuff about their workouts. So I know he's been active in it. But again, being in that NFL locker room, competing with the best athletes in the world, we'll see. We'll see.
Well, that's one thing you can't deny is that the guy's a winner.
Yeah.
You know, the guy knows how to win. The guy knows how to lead, lead by example, rally. You know, again, you have all those guys that played with him. Can't say enough of them.
Right.
You know, Brandon Spikes, for example, came out to his defense when all of the social media uproar and everything about why did Tebow get a chance? Why did Tebow get a chance? It's not right. You know, it's, you know, Devin Bush from the, Steelers.
Yeah.
Yeah. He made a little emoji like Z's, you know, like he's going to put him to sleep. You know, really? Come on, dude. Really? I mean, Kaepernick has no desire to play football.
Right.
And he's not even a tight end.
No.
I mean, come on.
He's making way more money as a victim. And as an activist, so.
I mean, why are we even doing that? Why? I mean, come on. Can't you just.
Oh, it was all over ESPN, too. I was losing my mind. I mean, really, you guys are going to make this a bit? You're going to make this a bit. The guy is not even, you know, on the roster yet. He's being given an opportunity. And my gosh, man, they were ready to just take it and put the race card on it. And just like everything else, it was sick.
I mean, if he signed Percy Harvin, they wouldn't have cared. And that's roughly about the same time frame.
Exactly.
You know, and Percy been out and he hasn't played. But if Percy got a chance, that's okay.
Yeah.
If
Percy wanted a chance, I bet he'd get it because the guy was phenomenal as well. So, again, it's more about relationships. They had a great relationship at Florida.
Yep.
And, you know, Urban wants people that he's familiar with. And I can understand his desire to have him on the roster. So we'll see. I'm excited.
And, oh, by the way, it's the Jaguars' money.
That's right.
It's the Jaguars' money. Okay. So if he doesn't have a chance to play, you know, if everybody out there writing him off, okay, well, then what are you worried about?
Right.
You don't have to walk, you know, you don't have to stroke the check.
Yeah.
Chad Khan, stroking the check. So if he feels good about it, then back off.
Yeah.
Okay. You can laugh and point fingers later if he fails. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But don't play the race card. Come on.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with that.
Exactly.
So, anyways, since we're in the woke stage, and the race relations and wokeness. Disney, we talked about Disney last week and about how they were having all their new hires check their go through the checklist and figure out if they have too much privilege. And some of the things on there was if you have frequent flyer miles, then you have too much privilege. If you've never had an eating disorder, if you've never had an addiction. I mean, it's just some crazy stuff. If you've never had an addiction, I mean, come on, really? I mean, hopefully there's more of us that haven't had an addiction than we talked about that. They were having all their new hires check their whiteness at the door here and kind of make sure.
Unbelievable. But,
which is really, you know, it's really the professional version of what we do for everybody. You might be too white.
That's right. That's right. They're trying to figure out how white their new employees
are. We do it
as
a PSA and try to help everybody. Disney does it as a hiring tool. But actually, I will give Disney props. Since a week ago when we brought this to light, we didn't break the story, but I think we helped. I think we helped motivate Disney to back off this.
All right. We're making a difference in the world.
I think so.
Awesome.
I mean, but immediately, they within a couple days from us doing this story and breaking it to the Jacksonville market, Disney backed off. And they are
I think we saw a lot of Jacksonville listeners to this show cancel their Disney Plus subscriptions, and they figured they better...
Chalk one up for the good guys.
All right.
All right. Well, you are listening to the Tony D Means Business Show. And this is Tony Davis in studio with Sean Suarez. We got a great last three segments coming up. Give us a call, 831-0600. If you got anything you want to talk about, that's 831-0600. And we will be right back after this commercial break.
Look Looking for a smarter way to renovate your kitchen without the stress and mess of a traditional remodel? With Granite Transformations, get the kitchen or bath of your dreams in as little as one day. Our gorgeous quartz countertops install right over your existing ones and are scratch, stain, heat, and impact resistant. Call Granite Transformations at 904-213-7878. That's 904-213-7878 or visit gtjax.com. Granite Transformations, done in a day, beautiful for life.
If you turn to social media for recommendations for plumbing services, you might want to reconsider. Sure, word of mouth is a good thing. If it's the truth, don't take the bait. Call Rock Solid Plumbing Services for all your plumbing needs. They're professional, clean, and honest. Rock Solid Plumbing Services is your go-to plumbing company for leaks, clogged pipes, fixture replacement, and so much more. Call Rock Solid Plumbing Services today at 904-531-9451. That's 904-531-9451.
I'm so tired of scrubbing the grout in my shower. I feel like that's all I ever do.
I used to hate that too. Then Bath Planet replaced my shower and I finally have the bathroom of my dreams. Even better, it's low maintenance. No need for tough scrubbing and bleaching, and it's grout free.
Grout free? Sounds amazing.
Yep. We even bought my mother a new shower with built-in seating and grab bars from Bath Planet, and their products have a lifetime warranty.
Call Bath Planet now for a free consultation. 904-301-0881 or visit bathplanetjax.com.
The leaves are falling all around. Time I was on my way.
Welcome back to the Tony D Means Business Show. Give us a call, 831-0600, 831-0600. I want to hear from you. My question to you is, if you had to describe the first 120 plus, or I don't know how long, it feels like it's been 4 years already, 120 plus days or so of the Biden administration, if you had to describe it in one word, what would it be? Give us a call, 831-0600.
Now watch that word.
This is a family show, so don't use profanity, unless it's like a low tier one. Anyways, it's a show sponsored by Granite Transformations and Bath Planet. Again, if you want to remodel your kitchen, Granite Transformations has a quartz product, a proprietary engineered stone quartz material. They get it in 4x10 foot slabs. It's only a quarter inch thick. It is technology at its finest right there. They custom fabricate it to go right over the top of your existing surfaces, so you don't have to go through that intrusive demolition. Okay, they come out, they give you a free design consultation, they bring an iPad, and they sit down, they make sure you understand who you're doing business with, make you feel comfortable about the process. They've been around since 2004. Their quartz countertop has a lifetime warranty, and they have many financing options. I'm sure they have some other promotions going on. Give them a call, 904-213-7878. 904-213-7878, gtjax.com, and they will come out to your home. They would love the opportunity to earn your business, and we appreciate them sponsoring the show. That's Granite Transformations of Jacksonville. So, going back to that question, Sean, if I posed the question to you and I asked you, how would you describe the first 4 months of the Biden administration with one word?
I would say failure.
Failure.
Because I thought about the word disaster and crisis, because we have numerous crises that aren't being addressed that I could just list off. Yep. It's a failure of leadership, a failure of communication. How many days do we go without a press conference? I think failure is the one I keep leaning to. And, it just continues day after day. When they continue to, with the most recent Israel-Gaza conflict, on their messaging with that. And, they'll say one thing and then back off of it for fear of offending their far-left supporters. And it's just, it's a failure day after day. So that would be my word.
That's a good word. The word that I had in mind, you mentioned, it's crisis.
Yeah.
Crisis after crisis after crisis. And we've talked about this so many times on the show. It's about lack of leadership. That's more than one word. But it, it, it's to me, nobody in that administration has any leadership.
Right.
I mean, we talked about Rochelle Walensky with the CDC. Have you ever seen a more emotional and more unsure person? Every time she speaks, she does not instill confidence.
Not at all. The opposite.
Actually. Leaders instill confidence.
That's exactly right.
Leaders make you want to be better, or they should. I'm sorry. Good leaders. Effective leaders.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's not what we have here.
No.
A case in point, last week was Peace Officer Day, Memorial Day, right? On a Friday, Biden announced that he would like to see all the federal buildings with their flags at half staff.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And then he retracted that on Sunday. I guess I think it was on a Monday when the day was. Peace Officer Memorial Day. He retracted that and said that this wasn't a good reason. I don't know if that's the word. He said this wasn't an appropriate reason to have the flags at half staff. Now, are you kidding me? What kind of leadership is that?
It isn't.
Okay, you know somebody got in his face. Somebody got in his ear. You know, the squad challenged him on it, cried about it like they have been every time he comes out and says, Israel has a right to defend themselves. AOC just lost it. She went off the chain. There is no better depiction of what we have in office than that example right there.
Absolutely. He's just a puppet. People are pulling the strings, and it's like they're almost taking focus group polls over the phone saying, hey, we're going to take this position, but the numbers just came in. We need to switch that position. We need to backtrack. And it's just a normal personal reaction to something like, oh, Peace Officers Day, let's lower the flags. That's a normal reaction. But then
then
the left gets involved and like, no, we can't do
that. Whoa, we can't support the police. Are you crazy? Are you seeing are you seeing what we're doing out here?
Yeah.
Are you seeing, how we're against the police right now? You know, we wanted to fund them. You know, we wanted this. And who knows who blew up his phone? And who knows who blew up somebody else's phone that had the ear to Biden?
Right.
And he probably said it off the cuff. You know, it was unscripted. And he probably on that Friday said, yes, peace officer, and he probably felt that genuinely.
Yeah.
At some level. This is just, my opinion. And then he walks that back.
Yeah. And he wouldn't have if it was his original idea. So he's not, every time he shows up to answer a question or two, he's like, oh, I'm not supposed to talk to you. I'll get in trouble. Like, who is he getting in trouble with? His handlers? Some power group behind the curtain? Like, who is this power?
Oh, yeah.
This puppeteer, that's making all of this work. And he's just out there going through the motions.
And that's the thing. You think when you're a leader, okay, you can't try to make everybody happy. And I feel like that's what he constantly tries to do, is to make his entire side happy. And that's not going to happen. Maybe not just him, but the administration.
Right.
Okay. We have an administration right now that is trying to make everybody on their side happy, and they don't even care about our side. They don't care. They've got the media, they've got the control of the voices, and all that stuff.
They can spend everything.
We don't even count. So, I mean, look at Trump. Did he care about making anybody happy?
No.
But another thing about a leader is if you don't know where a leader stands on a point, there's a problem there. Did you know where Trump stood on pretty much every issue, where Trump would probably stand?
Exactly.
Do you know where Biden stands on anything?
No. And even before he got elected, it was the same deal. Like, just speak out about, do you want to pack the court? Well, I'm not going to address that till after the election. And he was going to wait. And, of course, we know what his plan is now. But, yeah.
So we had a leader that half of the country didn't like. Actually, more than half of the country, because even some of the Republicans couldn't stand him.
Right.
But Sean, what did we benefit from during his 4 years?
So many things.
Some of the
look at some of the peace deals he was able to negotiate in the Middle East that are coming apart right now because of failed leadership. So that's just one example.
That's just one.
Yeah.
The border.
Yep.
The border is a cluster. There's not one segment of our country that had Biden just left it alone is better. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
If he'd have just left everything alone. And let, just kind of like, let's feel everything out. And then he could, go from there. No. Everything that man has touched has become a crisis. The border situation. first and foremost. He's bumped in $3 billion, and he took that. I saw an article today. He took that $3 billion from COVID emergency money.
Right.
And now they're using that to house immigrant children that have come because Biden basically said,
come.
Come.
Yeah.
Come. They just, Kamala. Kamala's a czar, right? The border czar. Where's she been? Not
she
that I care.
She hasn't been down there.
She's not been down there.
Nope. Nope.
She probably marched into his office the day he announced that and said, mm-mm, no, no, you didn't.
It was one of his off-the-cuff things, and he, yeah.
Didn't you hear me the day before in Jacksonville? I just laughed about that.
That's right.
Because it was like the very next day when she was on the tarmac, and over, and she goes, like she always does.
Right.
What else? Oh, and speaking of keeping things the way they were, I'm sure you've heard this too, and maybe you listeners don't know this, but there are portions now of the wall being repaired and rebuilt.
That's right. He's continuing the process on certain portions.
Certain portions. Now, it's not, you know, to the scale that, that Trump had, but so there's the border crisis. So you have that. You have this fuel situation. Immediately, what does he do? He shuts down the Keystone Pipeline.
Yep.
Shuts it down. Don't know why. You know, shuts it down. And so then you have that. Then you have this Colonial Pipeline situation where it's hacked. And
they're trying to hack another pipeline, I heard today. So they're seeing weakness. They're seeing lack of leadership.
Mm-hmm.
And so these people that are behind the scenes that we don't like to think exist, they do exist, and they're going to take advantage of the situation. And it worries me what we're going to see, not only with that, but with the Middle East and with terrorism and everything else that could be popping up with the failed. There's no fear of the United States leadership right now. It's so,
yeah,
and it's just bland. It's just there's nothing there.
No, you're exactly right. And the whole pipeline situation is, you know, while it is a fuel, you know, and it, you know, stems from, you know, fuel rising fuel prices and shortage. It goes deeper than that. To your point, it just shows the lack of leadership. And now we have, to me, you know, security issues, national security issues.
Right.
You think Putin, what does he think when he sees Biden in there? Every time the man talks, you know, I mean, it's scary.
It is. I mean, does anyone look at Joe Biden speak and think, wow, I mean, is there reverence and respect and fear from that man? Not at all.
No. So you've got Russia, they sense the blood in the water. You know, now we have, inflation has crept in, this past month, what did it go up?
4.6, and it's going higher, yeah.
It's going higher?
Mm-hmm.
So we had national security. What other crises would you say?
Well, I think there's been, you know, with basically the corporations and a lack of, you know, leadership as regards to the police situations and not like putting out the fires of these, you know, certain events that occur across the country, but fanning the flames of racism to benefit yourself and your side politically is disgusting. And here it is, someone who you wouldn't think that would do that is doing that again because he's not really making the decisions. Someone else is. And so that's another failure, is not stepping up and trying to put out this woke racism, CRT, theme that we're seeing across the country, and then working in the police angle and really lumping in all of these frontline workers as people that should be criticized versus supported. I think that's a huge failure.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, to your point, it's the flag situation on Peace Officers Memorial Day.
Yeah.
You're going to walk that back? What message are you sending when you walk that back?
He's put out a very, very anti-police message through him and his administration, not just him. So.
Yep. So that's it. That's it for us. Failure, one word. Crisis, another word. And until we get some strong leadership, which I don't see happening out of this man, I don't know if you knew this, 124 retired generals and admirals say that the U.S. is in quote-unquote deep peril under the Biden, and they warn of his mental condition. They actually sent a letter out there. So anyways, you are listening to the Tony D. Beans Business Show. We'll be right back after this.
AM 600, 101.1 FM.
WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy says he will oppose a proposal to form an independent bipartisan commission to investigate the deadly January 6th riot at the Capitol. His rejection of the measure almost certainly erodes GOP support ahead of a vote. McCarthy wanted the new panel to look behind the violent uprising by supporters loyal to Donald Trump, pushing to have the panel also investigate the violence of groups burning up U.S. cities and the attempted assassination of Republicans at a baseball game. But House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and the top Republican on the House Homeland Security Commission who drafted the proposal rejected that approach. In the Senate, Republican leader Mitch McConnell says he's pushing the pause button, taking a look at the proposal and a related bill to beef up Capitol security. On Wall Street, a down day as the Dow dropped 267 points. This is SRN News.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Today, I'm Patrick Johnson. Representative Val Demings is planning to challenge Marco Rubio for Senate in the race in 2022. The move ends mounting speculation over the Congresswoman's political future. She had been considering a run for governor in Florida, but likely would have faced a divisive primary against Representative Charlie Crist, who has already announced his intentions in the race. She was first elected to Congress in 2016, representing a district near Orlando. The 64-year-old Demings, a native of Jacksonville. A UNF poll showing a majority of voters in Duval County oppose a gas tax. 58% of those surveys say they oppose the bill. A gas tax revenue is proposed to help fund projects like the Skyway expansion and other infrastructure projects. And according to Jacksonville Fire and Rescue, two people seriously hurt in a head-on crash. This happened on Hexer Drive on the north side of Jacksonville. One of the vehicles caught fire but was quickly extinguished. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
No active accidents, but there is congestion on the East Beltway on I-295 southbound at St. John's Bluff Road. Also, there's congestion I-95 southbound near Emerson Street, and also congestion I-95 southbound near downtown from Kings Road to about I-10. Partly cloudy tonight, expect a low 64. Wednesday, partly sunny and windy, high 81.
Are you having difficulty paying your IRS personal or business taxes due to COVID-19? If you owe a tax debt, there has never been a better time than now to get a resolution. The IRS has rolled out historic tax debt removal guidelines under their Taxpayer Relief Initiative. This COVID-19 program provides opportunities to remove or lessen your tax burden that weren't previously available. The tax attorneys at J. David Tax Law are right here in Jacksonville and are experts at negotiating with the IRS. At J. David Tax Law, only highly experienced tax attorneys will represent you. Never trust your tax situation to anyone that's not local to you. We've helped thousands of Floridians to overcome IRS and sales tax debt. Let us help you. Call J. David Tax Law today for a no-cost consultation at 904-507-4777. That's 904-507-4777. Or go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
The Blackhawk by Dixie Chopper is the choice for landscaping professionals and large residential properties. This legendary zero-turn mower mows over 4 acres per hour with Kawasaki engines with 48, 54, and 60-inch cutting decks. All of our Dixie Choppers feature tough 7-gauge decks and heavy-duty chassis backed by our 3-year bumper-to-bumper warranty. Stop by Bennett's Power Equipment on West Beaver Street in Jacksonville to get in on our 0% for 48 months financing for all models in our large inventory today. Dixie Chopper, the world's fastest lawnmower. Made in the USA.
Welcome back to the Tony D Means Business Show. You're listening to Tony Davis and Sean Suarez as we share our thoughts and opinions about all things good old U.S. of A. And give us a call, 831-0600. From time to time, you know, we do like to hear what you think.
That's right.
It's not all about us. It's really not.
No, we want to hear your opinion.
It feels like it sometimes. But it's really not.
No.
We're givers. So give us a call, 831-0600. We're talking about describe the Biden first 4 months when one word. Sean's word was failure. My word was crisis. And as we were going to break, and a lot of this stems from a lack of leadership. I think if you could combine those three words into one word, it's lack of leadership. That's it. It's really, we have no leadership.
Yeah.
We have none. You knew, again, if you should not have to wonder where a leader stands on an issue or a point or a particular stance.
Exactly.
Good leaders, you know where they stand.
Mm-hmm.
Good leaders inspire greatness. Good leaders make you as a citizen, as an employee, as a athlete, they make you want to be your best.
Right.
We're getting none of that.
No.
And as we went to break, I kind of teased a letter. This is an article that I saw. 124 retired generals and admirals say the U.S. is in deep peril. Deep peril. That's quotes. Deep peril. So that's not paraphrased. Under Biden. And they warn of his mental condition. The letter was released by Flag Officers for America and was signed by 124 retired military officers entitled to carry the flag indicating their rank. It begins, "Our nation is in deep peril. We are in a fight for our survival as a constitutional republic like no other time since our founding in 1776. The conflict is between supporters of socialism and Marxism versus supporters of constitutional freedom and liberty."
That's exactly right.
And then they go on to say, "The mental and physical condition of the commander-in-chief cannot be ignored. He must be able to quickly make accurate national security decisions involving life and limb anywhere, day or night." I would just be happy if Biden knew whether it was day or night.
That's true.
You know, let's just baby step it here.
Let's just be honest.
Recent Democrat, here, this quote, this part of the quote, really resonated with me. Recent Democrat leadership's inquiries about nuclear code procedures sends a dangerous national security signal to nuclear unarmed or nuclear armed adversaries, raising the question about who is in charge. We must always have an unquestionable chain of command. Okay, so if you read that on the surface, and you listen to it on the surface, okay, whatever. You got some Democratic leadership that's just asking about nuclear code procedures. I'm sure for them to send a letter like this,
right?
That's not the end of the conversation. They weren't just saying, hey, you know, what's the process? You know, we're just kind of curious.
Right.
No. That's scary.
That is scary.
Think about that, listeners. Recent Democrat leadership's inquiries about nuclear code procedures sends a dangerous national security signal to nuclear-armed adversaries. And if you don't think the other countries, that they don't know this?
Right.
They know this.
Yeah.
What do we always say on the show? We know what we know, but oh my God, if we knew what we don't know, I mean, I've watched enough Homeland.
That's right.
I've watched The Americans. I know what goes on, okay, people? And again, you sit there, and I'm joking around, but you sit there, and you go, "Does this stuff really happen?" Oh yeah,
yeah,
this stuff really happens.
Absolutely,
to the deepest depths of, you know, I mean, this stuff really happens. So, you know, I'm not trying to be, you know, I know some of you guys are, guys and gals are getting home from work, and you just happen to be listening. You're all, you had a stressed out day, and now you're listening to us. I'm not trying to bring y'all down. You know, just get home. Sorry. You know, we're going to end it with some WTF, so we'll lighten it up so that once you get to the house, you know, just go in, kiss your wife, kiss your husband, give him a hug, and go have a beer, sit down, and just think about the last segment where we talk about WTF. This is pretty heavy. I know we're being heavy. I apologize. I know we're being Debbie Downers. Look at AJ's over there. I mean, he's depressed. AJ, get off the window ledge.
Man.
Get off the window ledge,
the
brother.
The ledge is looking good.
Get off. Gotta talk him down, man.
You've been watching too much 24 or something. Mm.
I know. I have. Actually, we're in the middle of Homeland.
Homeland.
We're watching Homeland. Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Real good. Did you finish the whole thing?
We did not finish it.
Oh, okay. Is it one of those ones where you get into it and you're just like, and then it kind of fades?
A lot of shows, it takes a left turn, and then it's just like, oh, come on, you're going to do it to us, to the show, too. Oh,
what season?
I think there's only been two that we've missed. We've watched every single one up to the last two.
Okay, so 7 and 8, I think. I think we're on, we just started, actually we're in the middle of 3, so it's still good.
Oh yeah, it's still good for at least okay. another season or two.
All right, yeah. Great. So we'll be bailing on it soon.
You will.
Yep. So let's move on. We don't need to talk about Biden anymore. It is bringing me down. We don't have any beer in here, so let's talk about mass confusion.
That's right. That's right.
And I did not say mass. I said mask.
Man, I thought you said mass at first.
I did not. It's mask confusion out there right now.
Yeah, imagine that.
So we just had our corporation's policies, you know, updated and sent out to the entire company today. And they said, you know, if you are indoors meeting with other vaccinated folks, you don't need a mask. But if you're in common areas, you still need to wear your mask.
Like, common areas.
Like, you can meet with folks in offices up to 10 people and in certain areas up to 25 people. But in the common areas, we still want you to wear your masks. I'm like.
Is common areas meaning like mixed, like vaccinated and not vaccinated? That's why it's called common?
Well, that would be true. However, you know, there's no verification process to know if the 10 people in the room are vaccinated or not.
I don't know if you can ask because of HIPAA. Can you?
No, you cannot. And so it's one of those things where if we're going to go no mask, you just got to go no mask.
Well, see, here's
unless you're going to have some sort of verification process, which again I think would be in violation of too many things for them to do. Mm. So if you're going to go no mask, then
well, the only
follow
people,
the CDC.
The only people are really in harm's way, in theory, are the non-vaccinated people.
Right.
Right. Because, you know, well, Bill Maher is fully vaccinated. And he just got it last week, but he didn't have any symptoms.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess, so obviously you can still get it, even though you're vaccinated. You just aren't going to have any symptoms.
Right.
Okay.
The chances are very low of you getting it, but there's been folks getting it.
I guess you'd be vaccinated. Asymptomatic.
Yeah. Yeah. Asymptomatic. Right. Okay. So that's no different than me if I get it, except I'm going to get symptoms. Okay. So if AJ, if you got it.
I've been vaccinated.
You've been vaccinated, but if you get it, I'm assuming that I can probably get it.
Well,
you.
Actually, they're saying a very low chance. Even if I had a breakthrough and got it,
yep.
That chances are less than 1 in a million that I could transmit it to anybody.
Okay.
Now that's one of the advantages of the vaccine. But
right.
What's going to happen though? Whether you can, like what Sean was saying, you know, like when you're in a boat, you have a no wake zone. What are you going to have a no vaccine? You know, no mask zone, and then mask zone.
Yeah.
Maybe go down a hall and you take it off, put it back on.
Well, it seems to me that
it is confusing.
Here, I'll tell you this too, really quick, is that it also said if for the non-masked and vaccinated, you don't have to socially distance. So just imagine a meeting room, okay? You got all the vaccinated people on one side of the room, close to each other, not wearing a mask, and then you've got people kind of sitting in the corners because they've been, you know, segregated out because, you know, they're the ones with non-vaxxers, so they've been kind of pushed out of the closeness of the group, and it's just going to end ugly. You're going to have to draw some better lines.
If this was still
the
Trump administration, the news media would be all over this.
Oh, I know.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
It's an absolute confusion.
Well, at the end of the day, though, from what we're all talking about, the only ones that are really at the most risk are the non-vaxxers. So, I mean, you know, if we don't want to get it.
And if anybody,
okay, so I'm taking a chance. You know, AJ can get it. I can get it. The only difference is I'm going to have symptoms. Well, okay. That's on me. I mean, you know, we both can get it. So if I'm sick, I'm not going to give it, you know, I'm going to go in my house. I'm going to get better. So I'm not going to give it to anybody.
Right.
Yeah. So, right? In theory, then I'm assuming
you're only endangering yourself, essentially. You're controlling your own decision making.
In theory. Now, nobody really knows the heart.
But, you know, generally, probably would be good if most people did get vaccinated. But that may not be happening.
No. Well, and actually, this is very interesting. This came out on Twitter 2 hours ago. OSHA. This is a huge thing right here. OSHA has said that if you require your employees to be vaccinated as a condition of employment, then any adverse reaction to the vaccine is work-related. That's huge.
That is huge.
That's
a lot of liability.
That
for
is
a company.
Lot of liability.
Mm-hmm.
That's workers' comp. That's pretty huge right there. I don't know when that actually was tweeted out by this afternoon, and I don't know when they released that. But that's not going to be. That should not be glossed over. That's huge.
No, that's hot off the presses too.
Yep,
you heard that here first.
That's breaking. Breaking news. Anyways, You're listening to the Tony D. Means Business Show. Coming back after the break, you're going to hear Sean and his financial tips. Stay tuned. You don't want to miss it.
I'm so tired of scrubbing the grout in my shower. I feel like that's all I ever do.
I used to hate that too. Then Bath Planet replaced my shower and I finally have the bathroom of my dreams. Even better, it's low maintenance. No need for tough scrubbing and bleaching, and it's grout free.
Grout free? Sounds amazing.
Yep, we even bought my mother a new shower with built-in seating and grab bars from Bath Planet, and their products have a lifetime warranty.
Call Bath Planet now for a free consultation. 904-301-0881 or visit BathPlanetJax.com.
If you turn to social media for recommendations for plumbing services, you might want to reconsider. Sure, word of mouth is a good thing. If it's the truth, don't take the bait. Call Rock Solid Plumbing Services for all your plumbing needs. They're professional, clean, and honest. Rock Solid Plumbing Services is your go-to plumbing company for leaks, clogged pipes, fixture replacement, and so much more. Call Rock Solid Plumbing Services today at 904-531-9451. That's 904-531-9451.
Looking for a smarter way to renovate your kitchen without the stress and mess of a traditional remodel? With Granite Transformations, get the kitchen or bath of your dreams in as little as one day. Our gorgeous quartz countertops install right over your existing ones and are scratch, stain, heat, and impact resistant. Call Granite Transformations at 904-213-7878. That's 904-213-7878 or visit gtjax.com. Granite Transformations, done in a day, beautiful for life.
Welcome back to the Tony D. Means Business Show. I'm Tony Davis in studio with Sean Suarez, and the sound of Pink Floyd's Money can only mean one thing. You're about to get some money tips from Sean Suarez. Before we do that, we do have to pay the bills. So we have to talk about our sponsors, Bath Planet of Jacksonville. Bath Planet of Jacksonville, they have a grout-free system. So they are the wet area experts. So your shower, your tub surrounds, all of those areas where you have tile, which means you have grout, which means you possibly have mold and mildew, and in some cases, you even have water damage. They will come in. They will make that area brand new. They have a grout-free acrylic system. It is backed by the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. That's no joke, okay? The Good Housekeeping Seal only goes on products that the Good Housekeeping Company vets. There's a very strenuous vetting procedure and process. Bath Planet's products have earned that distinction, which means Good Housekeeping Seal will give you a money-back guarantee for 2 years if anything were to go wrong with that product. So that's no joke. You can give them a call, 904-213-7878. They will come out. They will give you a free design consultation. Like Granite Transformations, they'd love the opportunity to earn your business. You can go to Bath Planet JAX, BathPlanetJax.com, and check them out as well. It is an acrylic, grout-free, maintenance-free, beautiful system. They can do tub-to-shower conversions as well. If you're a senior and you're tired of stepping over that tub to take a shower, that's dangerous. All kinds of accessories, and really get you that tub and shower area that's going to be the most appropriate for your needs. Give them a call, 904-213-7878. Sean, take it away, brother.
Well, I think everyone has started to see it. It's made itself very clear. Gas prices is just one example, but inflation is here. It's come back, and we've been lulled to sleep with low inflation for more than 10 years, closer to 15 years, actually. And so we're starting to see it, and some of the actions of our failed leadership, I think, has led us to this point. But, you know, right now there are 21 states out of the 50 states here in this country that have canceled federal unemployment benefits. In fact, there are three states that are going to give folks a bonus for getting going to work, $2,000 or $1,200 bonus in Oklahoma and a few other states, to where if they go actually get off unemployment and go take a job. Now, we're at a record, I believe it's a record, 8.2 million job openings right now. If you've been to your local restaurant in your area, I'm sure you have seen a help wanted sign, whether it's fast food, dine-in, whatever. Local retailers, you've seen help wanted signs. people aren't going back to work, and there are tons of jobs out there. So there is a push on the left that says, look, if you paid us more, there people would take jobs. Well, unfortunately, people being paid too much on unemployment. And so it's nice that states are stepping in to override this idiotic federal leadership decision on keeping this extra money coming in and incentivizing folks not to work. So what's happening is it's leading to inflation. Now, there's other things that are helping aid inflation as well. They want to cut a check for $6 trillion more dollars out of yours and my taxpayer money to continue this once, you know, if just lift the mandates and the economy will get back on its feet. You don't need to spend $6 trillion more dollars. You don't need to. But there's a good chance that we'll have some number close to that, which is going to continue to feed inflation. So my whole point is it's here and it's coming and it's going to be around at least for the next 12 to 18 months, maybe longer. So what are you going to do about it? How do you defend against inflation as an investor? And so there are ways, right? One of which is gold. It's been one of the most, you know, long-standing inflation hedges going back, you know, decades and decades. Unfortunately, year to date, when this Wall Street Journal article was printed, gold was actually down in the period in which we've doubled our inflation. So it really hasn't been a great hedge so far, but historically it has been. So owning gold or buying gold investments has typically helped offset that. Commodities, you know, those things that are being mined, drilled, things that, you know, metals, those types of things are typically a good inflation hedge. So if you've got some sort of investment in that, that typically helps with kind of, you know, defending against inflation. So to be aware of that. So that's two. And then we've got assets with short duration. So if you own bonds, one of the things you don't want to own in a low interest rate environment are long bonds. You don't even probably want too much of intermediate bonds in your portfolio. You want some short-term bonds because as rates go higher, if you're holding a 30-year bond paying 2% and they raise rates, what do you think that the value of that bond is going to do? It's going to go down the toilet when rates go back up. So you want to keep your duration short, and that also helps battle inflation. So as rates go higher and we see finally our savings accounts paying 2, 3, 4, 5% again, which, by the way, comes once we see this high inflationary environment, you're going to want to be able to reinvest those bonds. So you don't want to have a long duration on your fixed income. So keeping your fixed income and your bonds and those assets with short duration. Treasury inflated protected securities. Those are called TIPS. You might have heard of TIPS. So those actually take a measurement of the inflation index, and they provide that level of income or return on your investment based on the increase of the inflation index. Well, the problem is there's a little bit of a premium on those right now to where you're actually losing a little bit of money. But over the long haul, you should be able to catch up. Mm-hmm. So government, those are called TIPS, T-I-P-S, Treasury Inflation Protected Securities. Those are good investments. Again, let me just make a very quick disclaimer, Tony, that I am not recommending or soliciting any of these investment ideas. This is just general.
We're just having a conversation.
Just having a conversation. General ideas. And this is coming from the Wall Street Journal, by the way. But the last one, and I think one of the most important ones, and I've spoke about this in the past, dividend paying blue chip stocks. Mm-hmm. Going back the last 100 years, dividends have outpaced inflation by 2.5 times. So you want to know the best defense against inflation. In my professional opinion, it's owning dividend paying blue chip equities. Mm-hmm. And right now they're paying more than treasury bonds are. And you have ownership of a company. And we know what equity prices have done over the last 10 years. You've averaged a nice return. If you've stayed invested in your equity portfolio over the last 10 years, you have made a great return. And I think you will continue to make a great return into the future, though history, you know, is what only thing that we can lean on, and there's no guarantees. But I believe that's the best defense against inflation is owning blue chip equity stocks. Mm-hmm. So, Tony, that's the cure for the sickness that we're seeing our economy in. It doesn't help always pay the bills immediately, but if you can at least offset it in your investment portfolio, maybe you can at least feel that you're winning somehow. So,
good stuff.
Yep.
You're right. Small businesses are well equipped to handle competition from their competitors, but they don't need to be competing with the policies of the government.
Right.
And in some cases, when you add up all those incentives to stay at home, it would cost small businesses at least $20 an hour to motivate that person to, because that's essentially what they were getting. They would have to be paid to compete with the government's policies. Good stuff, though. I liked it.
Yep.
All right. We're going to do some WTFs.
Let's do it.
Yeah. WTF stands for What the Fool. We have some good WTFs right here. First of all, this is not WTF, but I find it very interesting. This is a study finds men would rather die early than give up eating meat. I just thought I'd throw that in there.
I know some folks that are that way. I might be related to a few.
I don't know where I stand on that. I have to think about that. Anyways, a study from Men's Health magazine said 73% of men would rather die early than give up eating meat. Well, yeah, that's what we do.
I like my steaks.
That's what we are.
And my cheeseburgers.
All right, Dateline Texarkana, Texas. Former high school aide testifies she didn't realize sex with students is off limits for all staff. She just thought it was for the teachers. Yes, you heard me correctly. She was a high school aide, and she didn't realize that the students were off limits to all the staff.
She just thought it applied to teachers.
She was just out there conquering.
Wow.
24-year-old Ashlyn Faybell was sentenced Monday to 4 years in prison. She would pick them up. She'd pick the boys up in the middle of the night from their homes or at truck stops, often with her 3-year-old daughter in the back seat. Yep. She didn't realize that.
That's class.
I didn't, you know. There you go. What the fool?
All right, I got one. Dateline, New York City. The New York City Pride Parade bans police from events until 2025 in effort to, quote, create safer spaces. Safer spaces. The New York City Pride, the group in charge of New York City's annual parade march, announced over the weekend that it has moved to ban police from events until at least 2025 as part of an effort to make LGBT individuals feel safer and challenge officers to, quote, acknowledge their harm.
So cops are beating them up, too.
I don't think so.
Well, that's according to that. So if I remember right, there's about almost nearly a million people at NYC Pride, and including lining the streets and participating in that, maybe even more. So, nothing can go wrong.
No. Why would they need police protection?
Police?
No. Yeah, I'm sure it'll be fine.
No, it'll be fine.
I'm sure it'll be fine. Yeah, absolutely.
WCF, right there. Dateline, Madrid, Spain. Madrid's Twitter suspended a member of Spain's parliament last week after the politician wrote on the social media platform that a man cannot get pregnant. Francisco José Contreras was locked out of his Twitter account for 12 hours after publishing the politically incorrect statement. His quote said, "This is a lie, a man." He was responding to somebody else's accusation or something. "This is a lie, a man cannot get pregnant. A man neither has a uterus nor ovaries." Twitter claimed Contreras had violated its platform rules against hate speech.
Biology is now hate speech.
Wow. WTF.
WTF for sure. Dateline, real quick, Happy Valley, Pennsylvania. Any Penn State fans out there? Penn State will no longer use terms like freshman, junior, senior because the terms are not inclusive enough, Tony.
Wow. Thank you, Penn State. That was brave of you, but you saved lives by doing that. Thank you. That's all we got.
That's it.
This is it. This is it for the Tony D Means Business Show. And I am Tony Davis. We're signing off here. Sean Suarez, as always, AJ behind the glass. Again, congratulations on your anniversary there. We will be back next week. And if you want to listen to us again, we'll be Saturday at noon on 100.3. Same bat time, same bat channel.
Canines for Warriors is ending veteran suicide and returning our warriors to a life of dignity and independence. There's so many different ways to give back to rescue dogs and military heroes, donating your time, your talent, and your treasure. Canines for Warriors does their very best to help you be a part of their important mission that focuses on saving lives, both furry and human. Help stop 20 veteran suicides that occur every single day. Donate at caninesforwarriors.com.
Congratulations to all of the graduates from Z the Founder at Z Best Original Tunis Restaurant at 7400 103rd Street. Z Best Tunis Restaurant with the original Kronos Euros, oysters, shrimp, fish, wings, and more. A pound of gizzards or livers is $4.99, 30 jumbo shrimp $9.99. The classic chicken sandwich is just $3.99. Discounts for military, first responders, and school employees. Z-Best Original Tunis Restaurant, 7400 103rd Street, on Facebook at Z-Best The Original.
AM 600 WBOB Jacksonville, 101.1 FM W266 CX Fruitco. Talk Radio.